B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Music playing today. You just found a new music magazine?
I don't know.
Feels like the NBA on ABC or something.
You don't like this song?
No, I love this.
You song. Came, you had the Four Tops, Diana Ross.
Last top
Everything
of the
hour. It does!
That wasn't Four Tops or Diana Ross.
You're being that guy this week again, huh?
This is a Detroit band, Hardy.
The Spinners.
Yeah.
I like the Spinners.
Motown.
Went to Spinners at Twin River a couple weeks ago.
Seems like one of those bands maybe where it's not the original lineup still out there.
Yeah, where they've replaced everybody. You have the rights to the name.
Paulie had a good call today. Really good call.
Why do we have to bring that up again?
This is a train wreck. Like one of our train wreck callers.
I don't think we want to bring that up again.
Well, should we go to calls or not calls?
I don't know. I wanted to push away. I'm hesitant. Shouldn't I be?
Yeah. That's a warning shot. Like,
all right, I'll take the calls. Let's take the calls.
Take a call.
Pete's in Delaware. Pete, go ahead.
Pete's safe.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Pete.
Hi, Pete. How are we doing?
Love music. I caught Debbie Gibson reference earlier. Not sure if that belongs on sports radio, but
only
I love it.
Only my dreams. All right.
I love it. Hey, guys, I was calling about Gordon, but since you guys debunked everything that was said, I'd like to just say about Kaepernick. If I am a reporter in either Miami or Detroit, the first question I would ask is, why do you feel the need to send someone to Atlanta on Saturday when he could be in your building
today
at any time? It is such a stunt and so stupid of the NFL and predictable that we are in a great playoff stretch. I mean, the teams are even. You know, we got great – great playoff stretch is coming in. Now we're bringing Kaepernick back in, and you do it on it's just stupid.
The sad part is, like, you're also fading away from the AB stuff, and you're getting, like, so sick of it. Like, we don't even mention it anymore.
Right.
And AB has had some weird tweets over the last couple of days, and now he misses football, but we're good. The Kaepernick stuff has went away. Now it's back. It's like, we don't need this.
It's their own making. It's not – Kaepernick's camp was surprised about the workout, so it's not like Kaepernick was even expecting to do it.
He wasn't. Well, it caught him off guard.
Like Bert said, he thinks the league office is getting tired of the question, saying, let's go. You want to work out?
Do you hear the spin from Schefter, by the way? Thanks for the call,
Pete. Oh, Schefter's like carries the flag for Kaepernick.
Well, not really.
Talking about carrying someone's water.
Do you hear what Schefter said today as to why it's happening?
No.
Because Roger Goodell feels bad about the situation and feels that they need to help Colin Kaepernick. Like, oh, please. You want us to buy that? You want us to really buy that, what you're selling? Come on.
Yeah. Let's all come together and hold a workout for a guy that we settled with.
Because you feel bad for him?
Right,
because
we feel
bad.
Come
on.
No, yeah.
It's not because you feel bad for him.
Yeah, didn't Nike pick him up?
It's because, as Bert Breer said, they're sensitive to the criticism. Mm. The league doesn't like
it's
taking
like the officiating crap. They hate it when you get on their officials, right?
So do the officials.
Al Riveron gets off Twitter. Like, I can't take it anymore.
It's cool. Good thing he did. Ted's in the truck. Hi, Ted.
Hi, Teddy.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hi, how you doing?
I just want to say, I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in everybody's right to protest. You know, you got a problem with the cops, the government, whatever. I'll help you write the signs. You know, go down there and pick at the White House, whatever. But when it comes to taking the knee on the national anthem, that national anthem does not stand for those people. That national anthem stands for you. It stands for me. It stands for the people taking their knee. The people who are making them millionaires, they're protesting. it's just the wrong way and the wrong thing to protest.
I mean, I've been told by everybody else that fights for the right to protest is because those people that, you know, sacrificed everything for the right of the flag allows you to do that. So how can you say that you'll make the signs, you'll drive down, you'll go hang out in Washington, but damn it, I'm standing when they play that song. Like, that doesn't match up for what you believe in, right? Like, the men that died and fought for that flag and for that right have given you freedom of speech.
Well, I would just say, Ted, we haven't thrown Colin Kaepernick or Devin McCourty or anybody else in jail yet because the Constitution protects what they did. And so, as a constitutionalist, you know that. You may disagree with them strongly, and you have a right to disagree with them and not like them for it. That is your right. And you have a right to not watch or not go to games or any of those other things you decide. We all have those rights.
That beach will be open. You can make all the signs you want. Stay away from shark.
You can disagree. You can be pissed off. You can hate these guys for it. You have all of those rights. You absolutely do.
Hardware store. Help with the signs. Let Polly do the printing.
He's got a guy.
What's wrong with my printing? Let Polly do the printing.
Surround him with paintball guns.
What? But I don't even think.
Here's what I really don't want. I don't want to have calls about whether or not you're in support or against anthems and the flags.
Yeah, we're not doing that again.
And what people fought for and what they represent and whether or not.
It's we did because, that 2 years ago.
Because you're never going to change anyone's mind as to whether or not it's okay to kneel for the anthem or whether you're really disrespecting servicemen or whether or not servicemen were in fact fighting those wars for a flag or for an anthem. No one's ever going to have their minds changed on that. So it's no one. You feel the way you feel, and everyone is entitled to feel that way. But there's obviously precedent that people have had their feelings validated on both sides of this issue by a number of different means. No one's mind is being changed on this. I thought it was wrong for him to do that, but now I heard a couple of guys talking on the radio, and now I feel differently. I think it's okay that he was doing that. That's not going to happen.
Real question. I wonder how he will answer that question, though, when posed to him, because it will be posed. Is he still kneeling? Because a lot of players who did kneel are no longer kneeling.
Right. Isn't that part of the agreement?
When
you play for the Cowboys now, you have to sign something with Jerry?
I think that
is the case.
Well, Michael Bennett came out and said that it was his teammates asked him not to kneel.
Okay.
And that's why he didn't kneel.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a Jerry thing. He said his teammates asked him not to.
And he respected his teammates' wishes because they asked him not to.
Remember Jerry did that whole big thing where he knelt in unison with the team and then he stood? It's just like, which one? Up or down? Like, one or the other. Like Jerry wants in the middle, but I'll show you. We're going to stand. We're not losing sponsors.
So I wonder what his decision will be on that, because it was at one point reported that he was going to not kneel anymore if he returned to the NFL, and that report was inaccurate because he hadn't answered that question. You know who had that report? Jason Lockenfora. CBS had that report, Jim. Spotty track record. Yeah. And the AP ran with it, and then the AP had to pull the report back. Because he apparently didn't even speak to that in the interview that was about to air, or something along those lines. So actually, none of that ended up being true.
The air conditioner is so bad here that my ears are now sweating and they're dripping right here because of the lack of air movement in this room.
What is your issue?
Sweating.
It's nice.
And it's
comfortable
it's nice
in here. It's comfortable in here. Oh. You comfortable, Artie?
I think it's fine.
All right, more of this good time coming
good for
up next.
You guys. Glad you're comfortable.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right. Every time I see your face and you smile. Where's Chachi?
We've got Ringo Starr tickets to give away. both tomorrow and Friday at 10:50 here on Zolak and Bertrand. How you like that?
That's awesome.
A couple pairs of tickets. Hey, free stuff.
Heck
you're gonna
yeah.
I guarantee you're going to be at the show, Beatle, one of the shows, right?
I've never seen Ringo. I've seen Paul. I've never seen Ringo. I've seen Paul multiple times.
He was the
bucket
drummer,
list,
right?
Is it a bucket list for you?
Not really.
Not Ringo?
Here's one song. Here's one song.
Let me
play
see.
This song.
Where is it?
Times.
It's going to be at the Wang. Yeah, he's coming to the Wang Theater in June. Box Center. The Box Center Wang Theater,
you're
as they call it now.
For June?
Yeah, we're giving away. That's what this is. What happens?
Wow!
Tickets go on sale many months in advance of concerts now.
That's right. With Journey last week,
like Green Day. Yeah. Like Green Day.
We were giving away Journey tickets last week for a concert that's next summer.
Green Day did like next year.
So we'll have those tickets for you again tomorrow and Friday, both days at 10:50. We'll give away a pair of tickets.
You ever see Ringo Starr, Hardy?
No. Chachi will be there.
Chachi.
Oh, you know.
Hey, Ringo, remember me? Tony Bennett's friend.
He'll be there.
That's okay.
He'll definitely be there.
I took that picture with Paul McCartney.
Ringo. I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I will as a bucket item. You know, like,
cross I guarantee you'll be at that show.
But he's been
I
to town.
I won't.
He comes to town like every year. He's usually doing the Pavilion or something. I've just never gone.
The Marshall Fair.
I've never thought like, oh, I got to go see Ringo. Right. Paul, I've seen multiple times. Ringo? Yeah.
Well, that's a Beatle drummer. Right?
I missed out on George. So that's...
Got my mindset on you.
That's what he's best known for, Traveling Wilburys.
Yeah. You're not?
Beatles!
No, I know that. I know George Harrison was in the Beatles. Jeez, but he's the one I would always forget.
Yeah, My Sweet Lord, which he'd lost all the money on that. Had to... What's the
Who
name?
Stole
of the,
that? Who stole that? Who did he steal that off?
I forget the name of the band, but it's
he's so fine.
He's so fine.
I would also say "Here Comes the Sun" was sort of one that people remember him for.
So fine.
617-779.
The Chiffons.
Yeah.
Don't steal people's stuff.
What was his name in Traveling Wilburys? They all had like fake names in that group.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, they all took on fake names. Didn't they?
Well, did they use their same first name and they just changed their last name to Wilbury?
Like radio.
Ringo
no.
Wilbury.
No, George here it is. Wilbury. I have it right now. George went by Nelson Wilbury. Yeah, he was Nelson Wilbury. Jeff Lynne was Otis Wilbury.
You think people went up to him like, hey, Nelson, I know you from somewhere.
Tom Petty was Charlie Wilbury.
Chuck.
There you go. Lee's in Quincy. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Hey, hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
I'm actually really surprised that the NFL is doing this thing with Colin Kaepernick, like making it an actual event. Because weren't you saying like the teams could have just had him work out anytime they wanted, right?
Sure.
So they're kind of going out of their way to make this an event and opening this door back up again.
Well, Beatle brought up a good point.
Specials about it. But it's like we went almost an entire season without it.
Yeah, I don't understand the timing of the week 10.
The year before.
I don't
get it. It's like they opened the door to all of this coming back up again. Now you're going to hear sponsors for teams that like don't want their teams trying them out and stuff like that. It's going to open up this whole can of worms again. So I'm a little surprised by that.
Yeah, I mean, Beatle brought up a good point. Like, if you're a team that wanted to work them out, do you call the league and say, hey, what's the deal? Like, since you guys settled this, are we even allowed to talk to him, or is he done, or... Yeah, what's
the
story?
Why make it like an event?
Because
like
maybe there were multiple calls to the league office.
Well, okay, but this is the part I don't understand.
What's up?
And I know we went over this before, but explain it to me. So, this is from the ESPN article. Several clubs had inquired about Kaepernick's current football readiness. Sources told Dan Graziano that the workout was also set up in response to a statement by Kaepernick's representatives from October 10th, who said they had received little to no response from the 32 NFL teams.
Well, we'll create one for you.
Hey, he's ready to play. No one's saying anything.
Well, we'll find out. We'll
no
find
one's
out
calling
Saturday.
Us. Well, we'll set up a workout. The workout was set up in a response from Kaepernick's reps that said, nobody's interested. What? Explain that
Wait,
to
are
me.
You talking about what he sent out in October? Did you read it? What he sent out back in October?
Little to no response from. Okay, no. Set up.
What are you asking about specifically?
Okay. Sources told ESPN's Dan Graziano that the workout was also set up in response to an October 10th statement from Kaepernick's representatives, who said they had received little to no response from the 32 NFL teams.
That is correct. Why'd they wait a month?
Why do you set up a workout for a guy that there has been little...
That is getting no response.
Well, like obviously, there's a hankering for more Colin Kaepernick. We better set up a workout.
Right. When there's a problem, what do you do?
How
you
does settle one follow the other?
The right, right. I get what you mean. I get what you're saying.
Your problem has gone away, and you've made your problem resurface. You know what I mean? You've settled. You came to an agreement. End of story.
Yeah, why does the NFL
problem
feel compelled
away.
To do this? Because
you're creating another distraction here for your league.
The statement, by the way, which came out on October 10th, that is referenced in that Dan Graziano story. What it was more of a Q&A where they put out, like, I would compare it to a frequently asked questions about Colin Kaepernick is what they put out. And it was, has Colin ever had a workout with an NFL team? No, not a single team has brought Colin in for a workout. Seattle brought Colin in for a visit, but did not work him out. Afterwards, Pete Carroll said Colin is a starter in this league. No other NFL team has interviewed or worked out Colin in the past three seasons, despite other false statements in the media to the contrary. Have you reached out to every team on Colin's behalf? I have reached out to all 32 teams about Colin's employment, with little to no response from teams about an opportunity for Colin. In 25 years, I have never seen anything like it. That's from the agent. It was a Q&A. Frequently asked questions. Facts to address the false narratives regarding Colin Kaepernick.
To me, if I were Colin Kaepernick, I would be very suspect of this situation. The NFL
he probably is
doing it to say, okay, we are gonna put this together for you, and you watch. You know, all these teams are gonna show up, and finally you're gonna get your wish, and still no one's gonna want you. That's probably what the NFL is hoping for.
Has Colin demanded?
It's a capper.
Has Colin demanded a specific salary in connection with his employment? No, that narrative is completely false. Colin Kaepernick.
This is like why I made the point earlier with the Gronkowski point. Like, you never had that ending press conference where the team and everybody said, you know what, the guy's done. Congratulations, you're greatest ever play. Here's a trophy, whatever it is. You know, thanks for the memories. You never had that ending. People need that final
closure.
This, to me, is closure with him in the league.
Unless he gets a job.
Well, you got a team here in your hometown looking, taking peeksy.
Yeah, they're going to kick the tires. Sure.
Yeah. They'll win games for you.
Somebody has to.
Like, the other guy played better than Trubisky. It's not like, oh, God, this kid flubbed, you know? Still played better than Trubisky.
I still don't think
Staffordless.
Yeah.
See, that's where you saw it, and I saw a lot of that on Twitter. After, like, how the hell could this guy not have a job if that guy's playing instead of Stafford? Right. Well, Stafford's out, pulled out with the back. You got broken bones in your back. How do you? What?
No, how does this guy have a job? No, there are some ridiculous dudes who have jobs in this league.
There are, but it's like at that point, it's so futile. You know what I mean? Like, if our guy goes down, we're cooked anyway. Like, Matt Moore had to be coaxed out of retirement. Matt Moore's another example to back up Mahomes. He was out of football for over a year. And they talked him into coming back. So,
Dennis is in Coventry. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
So, I was thinking, maybe it's because how well Lamar Jackson's been playing that, you know, some of these teams have been knocking on the league's door here and saying, we want to get Colin Kaepernick back. We want to get Colin Kaepernick back. And now,
they should knock on Colin Kaepernick's door and call him.
It should be an embarrassment to your team if you actually think that, oh, crap.
Maybe we're nuts here, but this guy can do what Jackson did. Yeah, I know
Different
that,
player.
But I'm saying maybe the blackball that they quote-unquote happen to have on this guy. Maybe they're just tired of all this crap quarterback play. That it's like, all right, can we get this guy back in the league? Maybe get somebody to be better than the Detroit's stuff. Like, come on now.
Okay, Dennis, I think the best scenario that could be playing out right now for Colin Kaepernick is, I don't know if it was Zoe or Jim who suggested it this morning,
that a team was interested and was interested in working him out. Jim, was it you that said this?
Probably.
Yeah, you asked why would they do this. I said maybe this happened.
And this is as good of a theory as any we're going to hear today. Maybe a team did want to call Kaepernick and was not quite sure about where the league stood on the guy, given the fact that they went through a lawsuit with him and they settled. And is the league not, you know, in great, you know, even though they might legally be allowed, you don't want to piss off your league, okay?
Like Sue Beasley, and then like come back like, hey, yeah, I want to still work.
So you call the league and you say, hey, can we work this guy out? Was that cool with you guys? And the league says,
you know what? Let's
yeah,
all work
what do you mean?
Out.
Why would you not work him out? Well, we just don't know how you feel about him. And they think, wait, our team's not working this player out because they're worried about us.
Yep. Don't worry about us.
Are they worried about the league? Well, let's put that to rest.
Let's all watch.
We'll have a league workout for him, and then everybody will know we're okay with you signing him.
Let's go throw the ball around.
And we'll put everybody on the same level ground where there was a league workout where everybody was invited, and everybody gets the tape, and everybody sees the interview. And then nobody can claim that they were somehow misguided or misunderstood whatever unofficial or unsaid mandate there was about signing or not signing Colin Kaepernick. And we can be done with anything to do with we were blackballing Colin Kaepernick. Because if there's a team that wants to sign him, great. Let's have a workout for him. And why don't you sign him? And I bet the league would be happy if someone signs him and then they get this story to somehow die. Whether that is Kaepernick coming back and not kneeling, Kaepernick coming back and being on a roster but not playing and being less visible, whatever it might be. But they, as Bert Breer told us earlier, Bert said they are very sensitive to the criticism every time some crap bag backup quarterback starts a game in this league. And people say, how does this Jamoke have a job? And Colin Kaepernick doesn't.
Yeah, and for that reason, they better hope somebody signs him, because otherwise, everyone in Kaepernick's camp is going to say, oh yeah, they put on a workout for us, but they still called all the GMs and all the owners and said, whatever you do, don't sign this guy. Yeah, so what? They held a workout. That was just window dressing. You know, the edict is obviously still in place. How doesn't he have to look how good he was? He's throwing balls, running around, had a great interview.
Will there be food there? Will the league put on spread?
In Atlanta? Yeah. I would think so.
Nice.
Very good hospitality region.
Let's hope
region,
so. Let's hope so.
Why, you going?
No.
For those who are. Maybe they'll blow out that restaurant we settled up at.
Did you do? You set up.
What was the place next door? That little chain restaurant. What's that place? The little seafood joint that you and I went to.
Cormac and Schmick's?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, that place is great.
Great spot.
Good spot.
God, we're friends with the wait staff by the end of the week there.
Jesus.
Went there too often.
Right in the corner.
Yeah. So I walked in. The usual?
The usual.
Hey, Phil Sims.
Headlines with Hardy. One more segment of your calls. Today's takeaways in 150. Hey.
As far as the impetus for this, this actually came about, the idea came about giving Colin Kaepernick an opportunity. And obviously this is something that he had wanted. I know some teams were sniffing around, kind of wondering what he was like, what shape is he in. He has been very vocal about waking up at 5 every morning, being in shape. I know some teams wanted to see it, and this basically will allow all teams to see it, a 32-team workout for Colin Kaepernick. If you're wondering about the schedule of it, begins about 3 o'clock on Saturday. It's going to involve, similar to the combine, measurements, testing, an interview, some timing, and then quarterback drills. That basically is what we know about the actual workout. I am also told that Jay-Z, who's been working with the NFL on some social justice initiatives, was involved in this and pushed this idea to some extent. Either way, Colin Kaepernick is now going to get the workout in front of a lot of teams that he's wanted.
Aha! Mm-ha!
What are you mind?
Remember when Jay-Z was going to take over the halftime entertainment and that was announced? Kind of came into agreement with the league, and there was a lot of outspoken people against Jay-Z. Ah, look at you. Is this him trying to, I don't want to say to ingratiate himself, you know, with people that have criticized him for, you know, so-called getting in bed with the league. Yeah. Interesting, though.
So, Jay-Z...
Like, I go back to the thing Hardy said. You know, that tweet, like, okay, there's your representation. Only, what, a month and a half ago, not a single speck of interest at all. And now all of a sudden, you've generated interest. Yeah, I don't know.
Here's remember what Eric Reed said about Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Right. For one, when has Jay-Z ever taken a knee to come out and tell us that we're past kneeling? Yes, he's done a lot of great work, a lot of great social justice work, but for you to get paid to go into an NFL press conference to say that we're past kneeling, again, asinine. Players Coalition 2.0, he got paid to take the bullets that he's taking now because we're not having it.
Ouch. So now this is what, Jay-Z trying to get back in their good graces? Like, that's what he's doing? If that's what he's doing, he should
have... I'll show you the type of power I have within the league.
Well, what Jay-Z's doing, he should have negotiated for like a Tuesday and gotten, you know...
One team to generate that interest. You got guys on the team, you know, ownership groups, whatever. Hey, do me a solid here. Work this guy out. Let's get some interest going.
Okay, now that this is public...
This seems way too staged.
If Eric Reed and Kaepernick are tight still, this is public now that Jay-Z's the reason this workout happened...
Kaepernick should show up, right?
I wonder if something will happen now. I don't know.
If what? He doesn't show?
I'm curious, yeah.
He can't not show now. Oh.
Like, I'm not going to be a part of your charade.
He's been working out since 4 every day. 5 days a week.
Well, if they are against the Players Coalition, like Eric Reed obviously is. We don't know what Kaepernick says because he won't talk.
Well, I mean, if you've worked out, like he said, he's been working out and throwing. I mean, you would show up tomorrow and be ready to go. So,
but if it's a principal thing, I wonder if he's saying, oh, Jay-Z's behind this?
I thought it was always about the principal with him, and then now it's not, you know? This is just weird. I think the whole thing's weird. I really do. You don't think, like, now all of a sudden?
No, it's of course it is.
There's this odd workout in Atlanta.
No, no. Who said it wasn't weird, though?
You know what I do?
We've talked about it all day.
I'd slap one of my scouts.
Came out of nowhere.
Throw a golf shirt on him and a hat and a whistle and a clipboard. It's like, get on here. Check it out. I just find it funny that his representation now wants a list of all the GMs and head coaches that are going to show up. Does his representation understand the National Football League and how it works on a weekend and the time commitment that these GMs and head coaches have for their respective teams? Or are they just not a sports agent? Or are these just legal agents representing him? Because that was the response. They want a list of which general managers and head coaches are going to show up. You're not getting any front office or head coach. You're going to get a scout that's going to go down, then hit all the colleges in Atlanta.
Well, would that be a pro scout, though? Would that be a pro scout or a college scout?
Could be a Brit, either one.
Because it's college football Saturday. This game's going to be going on. Those guys are probably already assigned.
That's what I'm saying. Already out.
You know, but the pro scouts aren't, right?
Do you know any?
Yeah, everything we read today, like Silver said, it'll be pro scouts. It won't be college guys.
It'll be scouts. They have like 15 of them. Watch a Patriots practice during the summer. What they do is all they do is walk around the outside of the field, and they observe, and they jot stuff down. It's like 15 of them. Like, man. I think it's a big charade.
Nice. Of course it is. And they caught Kaepernick off guard. He didn't know this was going to happen.
The Lions got suckered into it.
Lions are in. Cowboys are in.
Who wears 7 for the Lions?
Dolphins are in. That we know of to this point.
You say the Falcons? Falcons are in.
Falcons are in.
It's in their facility, so.
Might as well. How do you not?
Will Julio Jones show up and catch some balls?
One other piece of NFL news before we get to today's takeaways. If you hate the Jets, this is good news.
No. If you love your team in the AFC East and you're not a Jets fan, you're going to love this news.
If you like the Jets, this is terrible news for you today. Jets CEO Christopher Johnson.
It's been a bad day for Fred Tucker.
Had this to say today about Adam Gase. I want to assure you there will be no changes in coaches here. Adam has the trust of this team. He has the trust of Sam. He has Joe's trust. He has my trust. He's a good man. He's a good coach.
Oh.
Adam Gase will not be fired in season. He will not be fired after season. He will be the Jets coach in 2020.
Oh! Party.
Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Whoa!
Boo!
Boo!
No idea what he's like as a person. Yeah, I'm sure he's a good man. That's fine. Is he a good coach? Would you marry yourself to this guy for another full year?
Nope. Nope. So he's got the trust of Joe Douglas and the trust of Sam Darnold, and that is good enough for Chris Johnson.
This is going to make Jamal Adams
ownership.
Jamal Adams is going to be so happy.
Adam Gase will be back. He is not getting fired. He will be your head coach next year in New York. Good luck, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Watching you.
You are going to ruin Sam Darnold. Oh, my God. Oh, that will be unforgivable for your team.
Isn't it something, though? So, like,
to get a quarterback and ruin him?
No, but, like, say you're Cincinnati, too. And it's Zach Taylor there, correct? He was the quarterback coach under McVay. Zach Taylor, I think his name is it, in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So Cincinnati's got the talk. So you could either take Joe Burrow or somebody and ruin them, too. Like, these poor kids coming out, these young kids, whether it's Tua, whether it's him, whether it's Hebert, Herbert, or whatever, however the hell you pronounce his name.
Herbert.
Herbert. Yeah. That guy.
Herb.
I wish it was Hebert. He might have some personality to him.
He might be French. Might be Hebert. Might be Cajon.
Oh. That guy's nuts.
Who, Bobby Hebert?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been on his show. He ain't right.
Today's takeaways.
He got hit in the head a bunch.
Are coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Wake and Ready Weight Loss. There's always a vacation, right? There's always a holiday, a lot of holidays coming up. Or a celebration, like, hey, happy birthday, or congratulations, everybody. Put a Wake and 180 to the test this holiday season. Lose the weight while others pack the weight on. Check out everything at awaken180weightloss.com. Okay, to the takeaways.
To the takeaways we go. A couple of Bill Belichick items from today. His press conference.
His grunts were very enhanced today. They were.
You did have some items
elevated.
On N'Keal Harry, right?
Yep. It's progressing.
All right, sir.
Bill, do you expect N'Keal Harry to play on Sunday?
Yeah, we'll activate the players that we feel like give us the best chance to compete against Eagle.
Where is he in his development right now? Is he on track? Is he behind the curve? What would you say?
Yeah, I don't know what the track is. Go out there every day and try to get better. He's done a good job of that. He's worked hard. He's improved. Like all of our players have that are out there working. That's what we do expect. But he's done a good job of that. He's a lot better than he was, you know, earlier in the year or even 2 weeks ago.
Okay, real quick here on N'Keal Harry. Jim, who's the guy that tweeted out N'Keal Harry running a slant route here and we clicked on it? What's his name?
Andrew Callahan.
Andrew Callahan. Who's he right for? The Herald?
Boston Herald.
Probably not going to check on him again. Click on it. It's not a slant route. He's just warming up. Yeah. Know the route. Like, Felger would have known the route when he was covering the beat. Slant route, out route.
Zoan reporter crime here today.
I don't know who he is.
Zoe came in the back room here. I said, oh, Zoe, you want to see N'Keal Harry running a slant? We pulled up the video, and I'm like, oh, that's not a slant.
What the hell is this? Check it out. Andrew Gill.
Watch the slant
route. Josh Gordon ran a slant route the other night.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Caught two of them late in the game. That's all.
All right.
What do you want me to do?
You just wanted to call it. Okay, you made a mistake.
Maybe. Every day. I'm not. Okay. I just go by what I see and what they tell me. Hey, he's running a slant route. I got to see this. Not slant route.
All right. So what?
Warming up.
You just warming up?
Warming up.
He wasn't running a route at all?
No.
No route running involved?
Jim running. A couple running. Shuffle steps and broke down, then went.
Thanks, Jim.
He was just jogging. He wasn't running around.
Jogging.
He was out there jogging.
You want to see N'Keal Harry?
In football 101, square in, when you're like 7 years old?
Yeah. All right.
Square in.
Yeah, Josh Gordon ran a slant the other night. Two of them. Caught him.
Do we have anything else we wanted to play for Bill today? Do we have one more?
You want the Kaepernick one?
Sure.
Yeah, him on Kaepernick. Yeah,
good stuff on Kaepernick.
Great stuff.
Bill, I was wondering if the organization is planning to have someone in Colin Kaepernick's workout on Saturday.
Yeah, it's something we could check with Nick on. I'm not sure.
Not sure. I don't know if you know sort of the structure of the Patriots, but Bill is not often involved in any of the decision-making processes there. So I can understand why he'd deflect that and refer you to Nick on those types
right.
of matters.
Who is probably taking the podium any moment now. Nick Caserio, they probably scheduled a special press conference so that people could, which your headphones are off your head. Show's still on. Yeah, still you got 2.5 more minutes. Feeding back. A lot of squeaking.
Your team's working him out.
They're having a workout.
Yep, sure they are.
Must be something to see there.
Stafford's back must be really bad.
Lions aren't going to be the only ones.
A lot of
there.
Fissure cracks in that spine.
Yep. If he doesn't have a job by next Wednesday, I'm going to be so disappointed. I need this guy.
Well, I mean, a month ago he had no interest. Now all of a sudden there's like tons of interest.
Tons.
I just lots of interest in this guy.
I mean, I get it.
Restore the roar.
Yeah.
Here we're going to
be good for you guys. You guys cut the field in half. You work one side and then you work the other. It'll be good times.
Want to do our weekly first question to Brad Stevens?
No, come on.
Yes.
Brad Stevens is with us now. Hi, Coach. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
It's going well. I have a question for you based on your comments.
Yeah. How come Zoe didn't get the first question?
Because he asked me to ask the first question.
Who did?
So
Well, the problem was we were late. We were already 2.5 minutes in, and Coach was on hold for like 3 minutes. So Beto just get to it.
He asked me to ask the first question, so I did.
You wanted to ask about Gordon.
That means we need to prepare next week. Zoe wasn't prepared today. We need to prepare next week.
I was totally
before.
Prepared this week. Practice. I had Gordon Hayward at IT. Yes, I did.
Practice
at Evansville.
No, I'm saying practice questions.
Shut up, Chip.
We haven't done that in a few weeks.
Zoe looked at me right before he goes, "You start." You asked the first one. I said, "Okay."
I thought you were going
to
replay the question Beto
balls
him,
every week on this guy.
I thought you were going to replay
the first question. I asked the first question. Yeah. He said, "Ask it." I said, "No problem."
This one, Hardy.
This may sound weird, but do you feel like you lucked out at all with it being a 6-week timeline?
I don't know that I would consider anything about that to be lucky.
I mean, he almost hung up on us. That question was so bad.
Good show today, guys.
I'm going to get 10 tickets to a Celtics game and not invite any of you.
Bad day for Fred Toucher.
I'm not inviting any of you. I'm going with Felger and Maz and all those guys. I'm not inviting any of you.
I'll go with you guys. I like you guys.
How's that sound? I'm only going to get 10 tickets.
You're going to tag along to one of the many Felger and Maz show outings?
Yes. Yeah, yes, I am.
Good luck. Next time
we've
one
had
of those
them before,
comes
we'll
around.
Have them again.
Uh-huh.
See you tomorrow at 10. Bye.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Maz.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
McAvoy gets the signal and scoops up the puck. Waltzes to the far circle, now to the slot. Shoots Montembeau, a stick save, and Florida with a 5-4 shootout come-from-behind victory over the Boston Bruins here at TD Garden tonight.
All right, why don't we get to this right off the top? I can't guarantee we're going to spend... No, I can guarantee you we're not going to spend a lot of time on it. But we do have to hit on that Bruins debacle last night at the Garden, losing a 4-goal third-period lead against a team that I think it was the Florida Panthers U-17 team. Did you look at the age of some of those kids on that Florida team?
I did not look at the ages.
I think the Bruins blew a 4-game lead to the Florida Panthers Hockey Club U-17 team.
It looked like a bunch of kids that should be working at the mall.
Well, they just showed the picture of the goalie, the backup goalie. Take a good look at this kid. It looks like one of our interns. I'm serious. Some of these guys, I think they blew a four.